Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanda.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about the island of Lanzarote. Where you've been spending the last, is it 3 weeks now? Something like that.
Yeah. It's almost a month. It's quite amazing. Time is rolling right along. And, you know, this week I thought I'd share a different kind of, angle with why people come to this island or just the Canary Islands in general. It's actually, the islands have established themselves as one of Europe's like leading destinations for athletes and active travelers. And when you arrive and you're kind of walking around and getting, settled, you see all these cyclists just whizzing by you, and they're in their full Lycra, very slim bodies. And then you see people running and it's quite amazing. And then you realize, just down the road from us where we're staying, there's a Barcello Active Hotel, and all these, active people that are coming here for triathlons or training are staying there. They have like an Olympic sized swimming pool that they train in and they have meets at. And, one morning I was just crossing the street, and all of a sudden there's a group of bicyclists that all had, or cyclists, Canadian logos, like the maple leaf on it. And then I Googled it. The 2026 Canadian Forces Triathlon Training Camp is here. And they just got here, about a week ago, and they're focusing on early season base miles, cycling and swimming. And so they have these intensive multi-day training sessions for all these athletes. And it's kind of cool because, you know, as a Canadian, it's always neat when you're at a destination outside of your country, you see another Canadian. And I saw a whole pack of them. I was excited, very excited. thousands of amateur athletes choose the Canary Islands for their training, their recovery, and their sports-focused holidays. They don't just come and la-la, like relax. They actually come here as a holiday as well. And the region, I guess, it like with the climate, it offers what effectively is year-round spring. So lots of daylight, minimal rainfall, and the average temperatures are between 19 and 24 degrees Celsius. So it provides like stable and predictable conditions for outdoor training, which is good, right? Because it doesn't work that way in Canada all the time, right? And especially when you're a cyclist or a triathlete or a swimmer, this reliability is a huge advantage. And so beyond the climate, I guess the islands as well, and I say I guess because I haven't actually done this part, they're widely recognized for their natural recovery benefits. So, you know, going into the sea, like with the mineral rich seawater, as far as, rejuvenation, the great ocean air, the constant sunlight, and then it actually gives you, or contributes to physical recovery and overall well-being. So even for the everyday person, that helps, right? Even though you're not pounding the pavement, that helps, because it's, like the sea breeze, even because we get a lot of sea breeze, it's rich in mineral salts and negative ions, which I don't exactly know what I just said there, but it promotes circulation, respiratory health, and detoxification. And then the sun exposure, like, it supports mental strength, which is huge, again, not just for athletes, but for people, because the world sometimes can get a little wild on you, and that's good, right? To be able to have that inner strength.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention the vitamin D aspect of the sunlight and that kind of things, which we always lack here in the northern climates.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the islands are, they also have like lots of natural sea water pools, and it's formed by volcanic rock, and they're filled entirely by the ocean. So it gives a really ideal environment for post-training recovery in a very natural setting. And so we were talking about it. So Lanzarote is the fourth largest island of the seven distinct islands that make up the Canary Islands. And five of them are designated UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. So that again, it gives you the diversity for training. So volcanic trails, beaches, pine forests, vineyards, dunes, and protected natural landscapes. So it's like 1,500 kilometers of coastline, perfectly suited for triathlon and water sports. And I actually learned a new word. It's called orography, and that means elevation variation. And that's where the athletes can train at altitudes above 2,500 meters in locations like the National Park in Tenerife or in La Palma, and then return to sea level within an hour. So really cool. Again, to help with the strength, endurance, and overall performance adaptation. And, you know, again, the kind of unique way of promoting this or creating this theme this week is because this year is the Olympics, right? And I'm sure a lot of people, like a lot of the athletes, have to do all these things to get ready and be in contention. But also, the Canary Islands offer really good sports infrastructure. So they have world-class facilities. They have more than 30 professional training centers across the island. They have really good sports medicine facilities. And they're capable of hosting over 3,000 athletes. And that's pretty amazing. And it's elite athletes on a very small island. So it's quite neat for the safety, the accessibility, but it's also very safe, family-friendly destination. So that offers good opportunity for a wider activities for families to come here. So it's not just elite athletes like me. But, you know, we'll go with elite travel agent. How's that? And actually, when you think about it, the Canary Islands is it's got quite good connectivity. So it offers lots of flights from lots of European destinations. And technically, when you get to Europe from Canada or North America, and then you get on a domestic flight to get here, the travel times are short, and there's lots of frequency as far as flights. And cost remains competitive. And that's because the island has a tax-free status. And I have to tell you this. I'm just going to segue a little bit. Chatting with some people at a restaurant. They're from the UK and they have a place here. And they were just saying, oh yeah, we come back and forth. And then they told me that the price could be as low as €9 to get here.
Really?
Like no luggage because, oh, you know, they have their stuff here already because they live here. And it's like, well, yeah, I'd come here too to train if it's only €9. But like, you know, it can go up to €20, but compared to thousands of dollars.
Not €20. Oh my goodness.
Yes, right. Oh my goodness. And so yeah, it's a great place to come to have as their trading base every year. But they also have really amazing recognized events like the Ironman Lanzarote, and then the Gran Canaria Marathon, and others. These are just two of many. And so it's not just a warm weather destination. Like it's a proven environment for people that are athletically inclined. So kind of different, kind of unique. And I have to say for the average person like me, along the seafront, there's a promenade that is varying in length that you can walk, run, or rent bikes and go around the island. So, you know, when I talk about these athletes that come here, the everyday person will also enjoy being outdoor, getting some activity in a normal way. Like walking is the best way for you and it's easy on your joints and you could do it, you know, hopefully, at all times of your life, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good destination to come, not just to escape winter, but also, other benefits.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned the health benefits. I think it's stuff you don't even think about. Like when you talk about the ocean air and just swimming in the ocean and the hot springs that you're talking about, all those health benefits, I think, are nobody, it's not really top of mind. You just do them because, you know, it's something to do there.
Right. Right. And like the condo unit or complex we were at has a huge pool. It actually has three pools. So you don't even have to go into the ocean if you really don't want to. I was checking out some of the resorts that are here. They have, tennis courts that you can enjoy. And, you know, get lessons if you want. And, I don't know if it's, it's like a game that you just throw the, like maybe it's bocce ball. I don't know if that's the right word, but there's lots of like, informal little places like that, that you could just gather or not like, or just be by yourself or with your partner and just play little games like that.
Cool.
Yes.
I was curious though, you mentioned the connectivity to Europe. How well are the islands themselves connected? Is there like there ferries that go across between the islands, or are they too far? Or how does that work?
No, they aren't. Like to get to Tenerife, it's only like about 20 minutes. Like people go over there for the day, as you know, if they're stationed here to go. And then it's easy. Like there's lots of ferry opportunities to go. There is also airports and such, but, you know, going to an airport goes along with security and getting there quite a bit earlier than, you know, you may want to schedule time for, kind of thing. So the ferry's good too. And you could do walk on traffic or you could do a vehicle as well.
Perfect. Yeah, because if you wanted to explore some of the other islands as well for a day or something like that, that's cool too.
Yeah, I would recommend doing that. You know, it gives you an opportunity to see. You can rent a car while you're there. You could, you know, research ahead of time and take local buses or, you know, or grab a tour when you get to the other island and have a tour already set up in place to go forward with. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Anything else?
No, just enjoying it. Again, I do have to say, like, I'm not complaining, but everybody says, oh yeah, this is the coldest winter we've had in 30 years. And I'm going, really? I'm okay with that. It's probably the warmest winter I've had in 30 years.
People can check out your images on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onantaforbes. Onantaforbes.com is your website. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Enjoy the nice weather in Lanzarote.
Absolutely. Thank you.